Hello everyone, this is something that has happened to me for quite some time. Years in the making. When you are an extraordinary man like I am, many women will and have and at times continue to stress the importance for me to be a family man. It comes from an innocent, guiltless, blameless, shameless, fearless place. And at the same time, it can be overwhelming at times because I don't think the family man love style, also known as the family man lifestyle, should be imposed upon me. What does that mean? It means that my chivalry and gentle manliness towards women is not dependent upon romantic monogamy, sexual monogamy, the human reproduction cycle, legally verifying my pet ownership, nor living with, residentially speaking, humans and animals. My chivalry and gentlemanliness towards women is that I see all women by nature. I see all women as queens, as princesses, as empresses, as pharaohs, as prime ministers, as presidents, as executive leadership. As advocates, as activists, as lawyers, as doctors, as scientists, as inventors, as professors, as authors, as public speakers, as entrepreneurs, as self-employed, and as servant leaders, as social entrepreneurs, as servanthood, they're just charitable philanthropic and philanthropists and of charity and humanitarians doing humanitarian aid, environmentalists, animal protectors, champions of human rights, civil and political rights, economic, social, cultural rights, champions of social equality, social equity, social justice. That's how I see all women, naturally speaking. So I want to say that, I need to say that, you know, I feel like for myself, as I've gotten older, I see all women as the queens of heaven. I mean that non-religiously. Yes, that term is in the Bible, but I mean all non-religiously, meaning I see all women as heaven in human form. That's just my natural perception of women. And so getting back to the family man life, I can understand why more women than not are saying in terms of the family life is 100% for you. And yes, there, you know, but the family man life, if it's going to happen, it shouldn't happen because of what the male pigs are doing. It should happen because that's an innate part of who I am. That should happen, okay? It fits intrinsically me. And my essence is good and greater good, altogether lovely. It shouldn't be because, oh, these deadbeats. Oh, these sexually reckless charlatans in male form. Or these non-child support paying low lives, or these women, you know, these women wife beaters. It shouldn't be because of those things, even though I must admit, pathology can be good, great, bad, and ugly. It's a mixture of all four. I just told you the bad and ugly pathology of these things. The good and great of how the women perceive the pathology is they're like, Antonio, that's a way of saying you're the total opposite of what these clowns in dudes' bodies are. That's what they're saying. So I don't approve of any misogyny. I don't approve of any sexism. And I don't approve of any chauvinism. Just want to say that. I need to say that. What I'm saying is this. Me being a family man, the reason why I did a lot of episodes on the subject, I wanted to show the evolution from where I was to where I am now and forevermore. So, as you all know, I have a beautifully astounding higher calling, higher career, where anywhere of benefiting those on the margins, that's where I'm assigned. I'm not assigned to one particular environment. So because, for the most part, I'll be on call 24/7. Yes, I have a staff, and yes, I'll have a team of wise people to assist me out, but we're all going to be, for the most part, on call 24/7. I'm not talking about the bad 24/7 where you got clingy, needy, and all the bad ways type people. That's not us. And that's not the type of people we engage in where they just abuse their liberties. We're not even talking about codependency enabling calling, because that's not what we do. And we don't interact with people very long who do these things. It's the healthy 24/7 for the most part. And we have the healthy technological boundaries. We have the healthy phone boundaries, healthy email boundaries, healthy text boundaries, healthy email, healthy DM boundaries. We got all that covered. So no, our virtual communication will not be blown up like crazy. It won't crash like crazy. What I'm saying is this. They call us for things we can actually assist with. and they call us for things that is not outside of our scope of abilities to assist, compassionately speaking. So for like emergencies and even just non-emergencies, things that you can help, but it's not too super bad. That's what we do. So getting back to the family man life, I can also understand, you know, how it would be, how, because I lived that kind of life, I would not want the deterioration of my family man life because of the effects of my higher calling, higher career. But let's look at it this way. I do see why women, more women, are telling me I should be a family man. The ones that aren't saying this to me are saying that, well, Antonio, don't you want to have a wife by your side that can handle all those things about your career, your calling? And I would say, well, that would be nice. That would be lovely. And at the same time, it's how do we have our individual time if my time is just going to be spent more with groups of people, you know, individuals in the crowds, compared to us individuals in our own collective, myself and her, right? So it's like, you know, I deal with the collective of others more than our own collective. So that would be challenging. So I mean, if life was able to piece it together where we had plenty of time to ourselves as a couple, and if life was like putting some kids and a pet in there, and you'll always have plenty of time for them, and nobody will feel alienated, nobody will endure any of the effects of your current calling compliments all of them. And if life said, Antonio, this is the right way, I would go in that direction. If life, you know, life so far is saying, Antonio, that family man life thing that you're excellent in, you won't get to have that because your career and your calling need you that much. So does that mean I don't have any involvement with kids? No. On the contrary, I will be spending most of my time with children and families. Of course, if adults are in the families, oh, that's a no-brainer. But I'll be, it's like being a family man non-traditionally, helping to raise the kids that were already born, helping to raise kids who recently were born, Yeah, helping to parent kids with parents. Helping to pet own with other pet owners. It's like helping pet owners take excellent care of their pets, basically. And as you already know, living with other people sometimes. I've said that before. But I say it for a new reason. Just because I have my career and calling, that doesn't mean that I won't learn and grow with people in their homes. Because I will. I have before, and I'll keep doing even more. So a lot of people think that if you're single, that you don't ever live with others. For me, I have lived with others sometimes as a single person. Because of what was put forth in my own life. Because to always stay in a hotel motel, after a while, that can get overly pricey and, you know, cost effective. It makes me think, well, living with other people means reducing my financial owing. Because when you do hotel motels, you owe them money. But staying with people's families means your lodging needs, food needs, house needs, clothing needs, drink needs, restroom needs, bathing needs, and complex human needs are all met. And usually that means you ain't gotta pay because they're taking you in their home because they love you so much they see it as an insult for you to pay them. So I'll be spending more time in terms of lodging, living with people's families in their homes than hotels and motels. And you know, for real. Guest stays more than hotels, motels. That's true. So when I look at how I had to overcome that, well, every single lives alone. No. You got singles in roommate boarding house situations. And, you know, sometimes I got to stay with people in their boarding houses. Sometimes I got to stay with people in their apartments and homes. Wherever I go, people are like, hey, crash with me for the whole duration of your time here. So you got singles who may not be married, but they live with other people. So sometimes I gotta do that. Okay. And life, and then people go, how will you deal with marriage even if you don't have one? When you deal with families, you're also dealing with marriages. So helping people to keep this, get and maintain the spice in their marriages, you can do that if you don't have a marriage because it's all about common sense. If I have common sense approaches to relationships, then even married people go, I like what you're saying, you know, Antonio, because you're just very logical about it, and it works out well for marriages. Even unmarried romantic relationships, exact same beautiful effects. So that would be my life. So so far life is saying all these things. Overall, I'll be living alone primarily, but you catch my drift. Now let's get back to what the many women are saying, because there's more. So you'll be staying in people's houses, but you know, Antonio, this is how I really feel. They'll say, Antonio, you serve God better as a husband, a father, a pet owner, and living with all the above in your particular situation. And then they'll say, the family man life is never an inconvenience for you, and the family man life never takes away your freedom. You know, your family man life, you can serve those in need, but your own family that you create and have created, they're part of the needy too, so you can have both. Not one to the exclusion of the other. Then they'll say, honestly, Antonio, if you're a family man, you have more time for God's kingdom than if you're not a family man. You know, and they'll say, God wants you to marry. God don't want you single, no kids, living on your own, no pets the rest of your life. That's what many of the faith-based women would say to me. Then they would say to me, you know, Antonio, the ones that aren't religious, but they see me as a family man. They say, Antonio, you have more time to do heroic efforts as a family man than if you're solo living. Then they'll say, you know, family man adds to your freedom and is a healthy convenience for you, because in your particular situation, you are better at being a light to people as a family man than not. What would my response be to these words of theirs? I would really, it would never be an argument. It would never be a debate. I just want to make that clear. My response is to enjoy the compliments and then my second response is to let them know that amatornamativity can be a trauma complex. And what I mean is this. Amatornamativity is spelled A-M-A-T-O-N-O-R-M-A-T-I-V-I-T-Y. Amatornamative means A-I-V-E. It means that, and this is from choosingtherapy.com, so you know it's a reputable site. Assuming everyone should and wants to get married is a trauma complex. Assuming unmarried or unpartnered people are lonely and unhappy, that's a trauma complex. Asking people, do you have a boyfriend / girlfriend yet, is a trauma complex. Asking people, do you have a husband or wife yet, is a trauma complex. Societal structure around married couples, taxes, housing, etc., trauma complex. Treating a romantic relationship as more important than a friendship, trauma complex. Asking couples, when do you plan to get married, trauma complex. Asking young children, preschool and elementary age, about who they would like to grow up and marry, trauma complex. Assuming, accepting that friends will prioritize time with their romantic partners over time with you, trauma complex. Assuming that all single people want to be set up with potential partners, trauma complex. And it's also the heteronormativity trauma complex as well. Because we assume that all people are heterosexual. That's disrespectful, should I say, human rights abuse into the LGBTQI plus community. And then when you also have cisnormativity, assuming that all people are cisgender, that's human rights abusing to the gender nonconforming, non-binary, and transgender communities. And so these are the trauma complexes I grew up with in my childhood. I grew up with the trauma complexes of amatornormativity, thanks to religion. Cisnormativity and heteronormativity, thanks to organized crime. And I grew up with the trauma complex of mononormativity, thanks to religion again. It says, people believe that individuals should have only a single monogamous romantic partner at any given time, support mononormativity. I had to overcome that. And then I grew up with the trauma complex of sexual normativity, thanks to organized crime and religion. It says, sexual normativity refers to the assumption that all people experience sexual desire and seek opportunities to act on that desire. Well, that's a middle finger to the asexual community and the gray sexuality reality. So, I grew up with these these human rights violating beliefs that I was made to feel pressured to date and have sex. Trauma complex. Discouraging compatibility and chemistry. Trauma complex. Discouraging communication. Trauma complex. Supporting a culture of intimate partner abuse, trauma complex. These are what I witnessed growing up. Creating an environment which devalues people who are single by choice, trauma complex. I can really relate to that. Creates an us versus them moral dichotomy, trauma complex. Courage relationship hierarchy that places romantic love above other relationships, trauma complex. So here's what I'm thankful that the people at Chosen Therapy have written the solutions. I love solutions. Here we go. I acknowledge that not everyone experiences sexual attraction. I acknowledge that not everyone experiences romantic attraction. I acknowledge that not everyone desires a long-term monogamous romantic relationship. I'm helping to educate others, including you as the listeners. You know, if I hear someone teasing children and asking about their girlfriend slash boyfriend, I will kindly ask them to stop. When I hear people talking about finding, you gotta find your true love, I remind them that not everyone is focused on finding a romantic partner. I advocate for the needs of aromantic and otherwise unpartnered individuals who may be left out of events slash invitations list due to their unpartnered status. Psh, I have an unpartnered status in the eyes of married people. I'm proud of that. If I have being an advocate through social media, if I have to, I will. I share a post that addresses the damage of amatornative, cisnormative, heteronormative, sexual. Mononormativity and sexual normativity. Expectations create when you hear people ask for, when I hear people ask for a pass for ditching friends in favor of a date, I remember that friendships are no less valuable than other relationships. Yeah, that's sexual normativity. That one. Ugh. I hate that. And I also, and then another issue, you know, because these were all these unhealthy normativities in my life made me feel broken. And I know that I'm not broken. Because in their mind, if you don't share our normativity beliefs, all these normativity beliefs we have, you're broken. I'm like, no. I know that I am whole, even if the family man life doesn't happen for me, even if the family life man life does happen for me, I'm whole either way. And the neurotypical one assumes that everyone has the kind of brain that society likes instead of neurodiverse people like me, instead of autistic people like me. That type of normativity is human rights abusing. And so every day on my podcast to counteract the love for neurotypicality, every episode you learn more about people on the spectrum by just listening to me. That's my solution. And I remember overcoming the trauma of allonormativity, which describes the stereotype that all people experience some form of sexual attraction. That is not true. Not everyone enjoys sex and sexuality. Not everyone acts out sexual feelings, and some people just don't experience sexual feelings. And those are all valid in terms of beauty. Some people are non-monogamous. That's excellent as well. All these forms of normativity I had to obliterate in my life. And so in my response to the women, what I would say is that I am high quality hearted, whether I lived a family man life or not. My high quality heartedness, my high quality heartfulness is dependent upon who I am as who and what I am as a person, not for the additional people I bring into my life that's societally acceptable. And I grew up with a trauma that I've coined as a term called parent normativity. It's assuming that everyone wants to be a mother. Everyone wants to be a father. Now, if you're not a mother and you're not a father, then somehow you are of moral delinquency. That trauma complex I obliterated in my life. My solution to parent normativity is moral excellence is not dependent upon procreation. It's dependent upon who and what you are behind the scenes when no one is looking. I grew up with the trauma of pet normativity. I've coined that term too. Everyone wants to raise pets and take care of pets. Moral excellency is not dependent upon animals. It's dependent upon enjoying inner beauty for all the internal reasons, independent of externalness. And then I grew up with the trauma of roommate normativity. I've coined that term, this last term I'll be coining for this episode. That no one wants to live alone. Everyone wants to live with another. In fact, everyone wants to live with others in the same home. Moral excellence is not dependent upon more than one person in the home. Moral excellence is dependent upon, are you at home with yourself, regardless of who's around? Are you at home with yourself even when there's no one around? So, I'm so thankful I overcame these trauma complexes. So, I overcame the trauma of everybody wants to date. No, you can live a life of integrity and not date. I was taught that by religion and the society I grew up in. You know, so I'm just so glad that I was able to not allow these things to continue any further in my life. I also want to communicate this. I need to communicate this. That my statements to the women that feel the need and desire to have me as a family man is this. Is that I am fully human in every which way. That I'm fully human every which way. That is not dependent upon who I have in my life and who I don't have in my life. I'm fully human every which way, regardless of what I have in my life and what I don't have in my life. I would say to them that I'm a multifaceted, multi-complex human being. That I am not confined in any suffocating, claustrophobic box, metaphorically speaking. That I am chivalrous and gentlemanly, good and honorable and courteous to women, regardless of my marital status. I'm courteous to children, whether I procreate or not. I'm courteous to pets, whether I take care of pets or not. I live well, whether I live alone or not. And I would tell them that I appreciate you all seeing me as a family man. I see that in myself. And I would say that I would say if life determines that I'm single forever, child-free forever, pet-free forever, living alone, primarily, you know, living alone forever, that means that's what life had in store for me. And that is okay. I also would say to them, if life determines I'm best fit to be a family man, that's okay too. I would tell them, let life do what it needs to do when it comes to me. And I I'll say this. That I am sexually ethical, sexually accountable, sexually responsible, regardless of my of my standings in life. In all situations I'm in, I'm sexually ethical, sexually accountable, and sexually responsible. I also tell the women that that I officially will no longer be going around talking about this at length anymore, to honor the sensitivities of myself and women. I won't be broaching this subject for very long. From now on, when the family man conversation comes up, I'll just say let life take care of that for us. That's the only comment I'll make on that. Anything else would be insensitive and of desensitization. Thank you for understanding my situation. And some people are aromantic, and some people are romantic in both. Are fine. I would say to the women, none of the traumas and none of the recklessness of my past prevents me from being good at being a family man. And none of the traumas and recklessness of my past makes me not married, not no children and no pets and I'm doing all living alone thing. Right? In other words, none of the traumas are reckless no recklessness of my past have everything to do with why I'm not a family man right now, is what I'm saying. No trauma caused that, no recklessness caused that, okay? And that I'm not a family man right now because I am doing character building on a daily basis. Therefore, in layman's terms, I'm working on myself. And I'll say that my being someone that values inner beauty's pricelessness is the perfect definition of my non-religious Christ-likeness.